Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I'm so glad to have you here. Guys, we're live with Tara Yummy. She is a young, beautiful, freaking rock enthusiast chick who I'm so excited
you're
to freaking
so
have
sweet.
Here. Dude, no, I'm so glad you're here. You know, what's so funny is I put a tweet out on Twitter and I was like, who do you guys want to see on the podcast? And like literally 50 people, it must be your fans.
Yeah.
Like 50 people were like, we want to see Tara. We
They're
want to
nuts.
See Tara.
I love them.
They love you.
They know I love you.
What's that like to be loved like that?
I could ask you the same thing.
I think like I have a lot of haters, but
I
God
do too.
Bless you. Really? What do you get hated on for? Because you're pretty and cute and sweet.
I don't know. I get like, oh, you don't deserve Jake. Or like, you know, just jealous bitches.
So your boyfriend is Jake Weber.
Yes.
Who's a YouTuber.
Yes.
And so you guys met 2 years ago.
Yes.
And so you fell in love.
Okay.
And he was just doing regular YouTube. But now this is so interesting. And this is kind of in the vein of the podcast. Because, you know, we always talk about kind of like macabre stuff.
Yeah.
So her boyfriend, Jake, does
Murderbilia. Memorabilia for murders.
Which I've never heard of until this moment.
It's fucked up, yeah.
So he goes online.
Yeah.
To Murderbilia websites.
Yep.
And he buys stuff that was owned by murderers.
Yeah, or like evidence stuff. Or like samples of hair. I'm also though, like, this makes my boyfriend and me sound nutty.
You kill me in the middle of the podcast.
I'm
all
like,
of a sudden,
oh, lock up your hair.
All of a sudden, she stabs me through the glass. She murders me on the podcast. She sells the evidence.
It's my podcast
now.
Yeah.
I take over. Hey, welcome to Tara Yummy Podcast. No, but okay. So he goes on these Murderbilia websites, which I didn't even know existed.
Unfortunately, they do.
They bid on stuff, or do they just?
No,
it's for sale.
It's for sale. So like the last thing he got was a bunch of Richard Ramirez drawings. Like the Night Stalker. Oh, and the last thing he also did was a few nights ago, he actually got into the closed down Cecil Hotel.
Oh,
he bribed a security guard.
He went into the Cecil?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Yeah, he bribed a security guard and got in. It was great.
I didn't go. You watched the Netflix documentary,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, of course. I watched it with my parents.
Elisa Lam. Mm-hmm. And that's a crazy story. If you guys haven't watched the documentary on Netflix about the Cecil Hotel, it's really dark. I mean, so much dark stuff has happened there throughout the years.
Yeah, and when he went, I was like, not before this podcast, you're going to give me bad juju. I was like really excited for this. I was like, you are not giving
me
bad luck.
I love you. You're so nice.
Thank you.
It's so nice to meet nice girls because I feel like a lot of girls.
What am I going
to
be a bitch to? I'm like, fuck you, Brittany.
You're like, I'm going to come to your podcast and tell you to go fuck yourself. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean.
Are you serious?
No, there's I feel like a lot of.
I mean, that's LA
girls,
for you.
Girls are very. You know, it's weird. Like with guys, I feel like guys are always like homies. They're like, yeah, cool, dude. Nice to meet you. Like, whatever. Like, they're not. But girls, I feel like, are very usually, like, at least to me, very usually standoffish.
Because you're hot.
I love
you. People are jealous.
Because you're hot.
Because you're hot.
Because you're hot.
Because you're hot.
the rest of the podcast because you're
turn
hot.
Into like Paris Hilton.
Yeah, we
like,
start kissing.
Through the glass.
I know. Just this is for our protection. But okay, so boyfriend does murderabilia. You go over his house and you said that there's like blood stained.
Yes, he has a Ouija board made by a real murderer from France with his blood on it. He got out of jail. I feel like he sounds, you're literally so shocked and I'm saying it so calmly because I'm just used to it.
Wait, so do you sleep over there?
Yeah, it's miserable.
Do you have nightmares?
No, I actually sleep very soundly.
Do you get bad vibes at all there because of all that stuff has to have?
No, I know you would think so, right?
Like it but would like, have stuff attached to it.
I don't know if I believe in like, I believe in like bad luck and like, karma and like I don't know if I believe in like ghosts though. So like
you don't believe in ghosts, spirits.
I believe in something. I know like shit could happen, yeah. But I can't. You know, I don't believe in like a sheet over a person. Ooh.
Well, that's usually not how
I know. But you know what I'm saying, right?
It's like everyone's Scooby Doo ghost.
I'm also 20, so like yeah, that's how I see ghosts in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, Scooby Doo. I'm kidding.
I'm dead. I love that you're 20. Okay, so. I feel like you're 20, but I feel like you're also so grown up for your age because your taste in music and everything. I follow you on Instagram and all your style and like everything.
Thank you.
You did like a TikTok to a Billy Joel song. Like most people your age don't even know who Billy Joel is. Like it's so crazy.
I know.
So, okay. So this is how you got started on everything. And now tell me about your name, Tara Yummy. How did this come about?
Okay. So, when I was younger, I was in like fifth grade. Uh-huh. I had a friend named Tara and I'm Tara and both of our last names started with the same letter. No one knows my last name.
Okay.
I tried to keep it like a secret because of this. We always would get mixed up in class and stuff and I hated it. So in fifth grade, I was in 2010 when Instagram kind of came to be, I made an Instagram. And at first I was going to be Tara Taco because I love tacos. It sounds ridiculous. That would have aged really bad.
Like, can you be imagine like porn star name like Tara that's Tara Taco? Right. Dead. Your parents are just like, oh my god,
right?
Just help us, I'm dead.
So I was like, Tara tacos are yummy, yummy, yummy. Tara yummy.
So that's how you came.
Literally
up with it?
Stuck. All my friends called me like T Yums, yummy, Tara yummy, all through fifth grade, middle school, high school. My license plate. Everyone knows this is like T yummy. Like everyone knows me as Tara Yummy. And like, I don't like to put my last name online. So it's kind of perfect.
That's just smart. That's smart that you don't share your real last name.
Thank you.
Because then people really can find everything about you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want my family life to be private.
I love that.
So
are you an only child?
As
I ask you about your family life.
I am an only child. I feel like I'm in therapy. This is fun. I'm like, yeah, I'm an only child.
I make you cry. You're like, this was the worst. I hate Britney. So you're Persian.
I'm Persian.
Beautiful. I feel like every Persian person I've met has always been stunning. Like
that's
I've
such
never
a compliment.
Met like a
thank you.
Like I've never met a Persian person who isn't good looking.
That
it's
is
kind
so
of
sweet.
It's kind of amazing. Like literally all of your people are so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
Oh my god, I want to come here more.
I love
just
it.
Compliment me
no,
more.
No, but I'm serious, and it's so funny. My best friend Michaela is Persian. She's beautiful. Like every Persian person. Okay, so you started on YouTube and then now you're blown up on YouTube and you do vlogging and
do
all
vlogging,
kinds of stuff on there.
I do like random shit, just
and you,
anything.
And you have a
anything.
Really big fan base because I'm telling you, like they literally were on that when
I posted
it.
They know I love
it.
Your podcast. So they were like, I think they just wanted me to like be able to do that. Actually, fun fact.
Okay, tell me everything.
I did an interview in a magazine.
You did? What magazine?
Unclear.
Oh, cool.
So random magazine. And they were like, oh, who do you want to collab with one day? And I said, Britney.
Aww.
And Paris Hilton. But I said,
she's
you
amazing.
And Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm. She's
and
really
here.
Sweet.
It was like 5 months ago. So
see?
Awesome. Thank
Manifest
you.
Manifest your dreams. Speak it into existence.
Literally.
I start being that person. No, but
You put crystals around
no,
me?
No, but it's true. I have so many crystals
you
I could
really?
Put around you. Oh my gosh. Okay, I am that person. But I mean, that is so true, to be honest. If you really imagine, you know, and they say like some of the most successful people like Denzel Washington, all these people, they've done interviews and they were like, well, how did you, and Will Smith, all these people, how did you know that you were going to be successful or how do you feel about success? And a lot of them will say, I manifested it.
I literally wanted to be a YouTuber since I was like 10.
Really?
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a YouTuber. My dad would be like, oh, what are your plans? I'm like, I'm going to be a YouTuber. And he's like, okay, sure.
So you graduated high school.
Yeah, I'm in college.
And you're in college.
I do online.
Oh, so you do online school right now. What are you going to school for?
I'm just getting a communications degree.
Oh, okay.
I just I'm getting a degree, you know, getting it out of the
just
way.
Just to have it. I know your parents always make you do that.
Yeah,
I
got Middle Eastern.
I got a communications degree too. Mine was visual communications. I was like, whatever that means. But that's so crazy. So I want to hear some of your worsts. I know you've been on the planet for 20 years and you told me you have some crazy ones we can't share, but we have some that you can share.
Yes.
Okay, so.
There are some that are okay to share.
Okay. I'm going to let you drive.
Oh my God, I'm nervous. Okay, so I can start with the one I was stuck in a box for 11 hours.
Yeah, what was that about? What kind of box was it?
It was like this. It was like a plexiglass box, and it had only a couple holes in it, and it was drilled shut.
How big was the box?
4x4, and there was, I think, 8 or 9 of us in there. It was a girl YouTuber, so I could start with like the beginning of the story.
4 feet by 4 feet.
Yeah.
And there were 8 of you in there?
Yeah, and we weren't allowed to sit down. Okay, let me tell you what happened.
Okay, tell me how this happened.
So there was like a... I was on Twitter one day and this YouTuber named JC Kalen and Kian Lolly, they're like a duo channel.
I know them.
You know them?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was big fans of them when I was younger. Uh-huh. I'm only 20. They're a lot older than me.
Yeah.
So I watched them growing up and they were mutuals of my boyfriend. Like they were friends, but like I wasn't super close with them because like I was a fan. I literally have pictures with them from when I was younger. So I was like so nervous to be around them. I didn't want to like embarrass the fuck out of myself, you know?
They remember you.
They don't. Thank God. That'd be funny. But I was on Twitter one day and I saw they did like a boys box challenge video where 8 guys were stuck in a box and whoever could last the longest won $10,000. And people would like go all out. They would wear like adult fucking diapers to win. And it was like mid-summer, super hot 2019.
Outside?
Outside in their front yard. And they like built the box. So, and they would like drill it shut. And so throughout to get people out, they would do challenges like, okay, whoever's number I draw, because we all had numbers assigned to us, has to like take a shot of hot sauce, or they have to wear a helmet for the rest of the time, like sweat, or they have to wear a hoodie. And if you tap out, you tap out, you know, they're not going to let you die in there.
Right.
You just tap out. They're your friends. They're not going to like fuck you over. So I was like, whoa, that's fucking nuts. The boys only lasted 4 hours. And then I think they ended up splitting the money, some of them. But I saw they were doing a girls version and I was like, oh my God. Here's my chance. I got to do it. Like I've looked up to these guys and they're like mutuals of mine. Like I'm sure they'll let me. So I DM'd them or I think they DM'd me. I don't remember what happened.
Yeah.
But I ended up doing it. They're like, okay, be here in 2 days at 10 a.m. I was like, okay. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, I'm just going to go do it because like it sounds fun. I was like, okay, worst comes to worst. I get out in 20 minutes. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So time goes by, 2 days later happens, and I wake up in the morning at like 7. I'm really excited. We have to be there at 10 o'clock.
I'm so excited to get locked in a box. I can't fucking wait.
I'm just excited to be in this YouTube video. You know, I hadn't even hit like 100K on YouTube yet. Wow. Like it was just like special to me. Mm-hmm. Just like this is. It was just like special to me.
Yeah.
And I woke up, I ate breakfast, and I go on Twitter, and I see a picture's leaked. A picture of me and JC from when I was younger. I was like, you're fucking kidding me. I'm going to be stuck in a box without my phone. And this picture's leaked all over the timeline. And we follow the same people. Like, fuck this. So I DM'd a fan. And I was like, hey, can you do me the biggest favor? Get all that shit down. I was so nervous, Brittany. I yacked everywhere. And if you don't think this story gets worse, it gets so much fucking worse.
Oh, my God.
So imagine you're nauseous. You're nervous already. And you throw up all your food. And you're like, well, I have to be stuck in this box. And I can't eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I get there. I get my period.
No.
Yeah.
As soon as you step into the box. You step into
the box. No, not the box.
You're like, I thought it was discharge, but it was, nope, this is my period. Dead.
No, I walk into their house and I'm like, can I use the restroom?
Oh,
and I go and I'm like,
no.
Oh my God. There's like 10 minutes left. I borrow something from someone. There's like 10 minutes. Like,
anybody got a sock?
Anybody got anything at this point? Just to like plug me. I don't know.
Dead. The family chihuahua. You're like, come here, Skittles. Get over here.
You sure?
Dead.
So
you got your period. Yeah, you have to fucking go in this box.
I've already thrown up all my food up, by the way, because I was so nervous. And so the fan takes down all the pictures. That's one less thing I have to worry about.
Who are these fans? Are they like private investigators?
Yes, they're fucking awesome.
I wish I could just text someone, hey, my nude's leaked. Can you get rid of those?
Sure, no problem.
Dead. Not to say that's how your fans are. Your fans are probably way cooler than
that.
No,
they're awesome. They literally get rid of anything.
That's amazing.
I'm like, get rid of all the evidence.
God bless.
Right.
You're like, get rid of Brittany Furlan dead. Someone comes snipers me.
This is my house.
I'm outside after the podcast. It's all you just get like a needle to my neck. It says tea yummy on it.
Stop. I'm like, my work here is done.
Dead. I can't. Okay, so.
So we're like, this is all on YouTube. This is all documented. If you guys want to go see it, it's on.
What's it called on YouTube?
Just look up Box Challenge. You'll see
it. Box Challenge.
Literally just, yeah. So I was like,
look that up on Pornhub too.
Oh my God. You're literally so fucking funny.
Joking. Okay. So you go into the,
box. They give us one granola bar and 1 8-ounce, like this thing of water, this much, like those tiny water bottles.
Oh, no.
And they're like, you have one bathroom pass. The bathroom is a tent outside that you're allowed to walk out once and then get back in the box. And they have to drill you back in, by the way.
Are you allowed to sleep?
No, because you can't sit down past the line. And I'm short as fuck, so I couldn't even bend my legs. It was like biased for being short. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
So whatever, time goes by. Actually, it's not that bad in there. Like the girls are braiding each other's hair. We're having fun. We're singing songs. Like it's not as bad as the boys. Suddenly, like a couple hours go by. We're like, well, damn, we're going to beat the boys. No one's got out
yet.
How
many hours?
Like a couple, like 2 or 3 has gone by. We're fine still. Mm-hmm. It's getting kind of hot. We're doing a couple challenges. I end up taking one shot of hot sauce, but I was fine. Nothing happened. I didn't use my bathroom pass. I drank my water though after that shot.
Yeah.
And I ate my granola bar because I was hungry.
Yeah.
And suddenly, one of the girls in the box room is Gabby Hanna.
I know Gabby.
Yeah. She pretend faints. So we get some air and so she gets pulled out. This ends up being like the boy who cried wolf because JC's girlfriend, who was also in the box, ends up actually fainting an hour later. Contrary to this.
Wait, Gabby pretended to faint?
Yeah, so we can get air.
Oh, for you guys.
Yeah.
She sacrificed.
She sacrificed herself because she was like, I'm done with this shit. I'm getting out.
Hunger Games shit.
Right?
Yeah.
His girlfriend ends up actually passing out. It was like kind of like a boy who cried wolf situation. Contrary to this, I don't know if this was before or after, they start really fucking with us because no one's getting out. No one's giving it up. They start, so there's like these like round holes for us to breathe and they started spraying fart spray in it and then closing the air holes with duct tape.
So sounds like they were trying to kill you.
Right.
On YouTube.
It's like,
they go to
genuinely
prison.
Torture. What I know I'm like hell? Saying this smiling, but being in there after like the fifth hour was getting a little miserable.
And they're really going to pay you $10,000.
Yeah, there
know,
was the
I
money
know
was
they
there.
That money.
It was sponsored.
Okay, so then what happened?
So, by the way,
who is it sponsored by? Fucking Satan.
I have no idea.
You're gonna lock some bitches in a box. You're gonna put fart spray in there. Give them one granola bar and
dude,
some hot sauce.
They duct taped the holes.
Well, that sounds horrible.
And we were like,
I wouldn't
we
even
literally
do that to
can't.
A hamster. Like that's horrible.
We literally couldn't breathe. We're like, yeah. We literally can't breathe. Like yeah. Your girlfriend just passed out. They ended up unclogging a few of them just so we had some air. They were just trying to get us out. We were really stubborn.
Yeah.
We wouldn't get out still. Yeah. Despite all the challenges.
How many were left?
I don't remember. But there was just like, so if we started with 9, there's probably like 5 of us left.
Okay.
It was like the 6th or 7th hour. They start putting like, it's like sunset. So it's like really hot. They start putting huge mirrors on us to like get us even more hot and to like burn us. I don't know if it was to like burn us, but to like put the sun in the box. So we like fry. My back was like peeling the next day. It gets worse.
This is horrible.
Yeah. If they're my friends, if they weren't my friends, I'd sue their ass. But like, we ended up being friends after this. But
I like wouldn't be friends with someone like this.
I mean, like, here's the thing. It was our decision.
Yeah.
I'm going to preface this.
Right, dead.
We had every right
to leave.
The second we wanted, we tapped out, they would like hurry and open the door because they thought maybe we'd faint.
Yeah.
A couple more people leave. I think there's like 4 or 5 of us left. It's like, I'm like getting, I can't do it anymore. I'm so hungry. We're at 11 hours. And people are starting to hallucinate for sure. The box, by the way, was like wet and like dripping.
From everyone's like, talking breath and everything.
Yeah. All the girls in there were really sweet though. Thank God. Imagine like if there was like a bitchy person in there, you'd like fight with her. So it's the 11th hour. I finally am like, I can't do this anymore. So I look to my friend Franny. And we were strangers in the beginning of the box. Yeah. But then we were friends. And we're like, let's get box tattoos when we get out. Like we were so delusional. The story's coming to an end.
Box
but,
tattoos.
She was like, hey, I'm going to leave because no one wants to split it. I was like, okay, the second you leave, I'm going to see if I can do it for like a little longer and then I'm going to tap out.
Uh-huh.
She leaves through the box. She's like, hey, just ask if they want to split it again. So I'm like, hey, there's less of us. Do you want to split the money? And they're like, no fucking way. And I was like, okay. And I'm not kidding, Brittany, to a point where I was like about to start crying because I was so hungry.
Yeah.
It was like, so from 10 a.m. to what? It was 11 hours later.
Yeah.
Like 9? Uh-huh. It was dark. It was cold. Like, we were sweaty and cold. And like a summer night in a box?
Oh,
fuck that.
No.
And I was like, I tapped on the thing. Thank God my boyfriend was there. I was like, I'm going to tap out. And he's like, okay, at least do it for a good reason. So I said, hey guys, I'm getting Taco Bell. I'm tapping out for Taco Bell because I was so hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, something I forgot. Halfway through, they got pizza and wafted it at us because we were so hungry. Yeah. I ended up getting out. The one thing my boyfriend did say is that despite the fart spray being spared on us, we weren't stinky. We were a little sticky from the sweat, but I wasn't stinky.
As long as you don't smell.
So I get out. I have a little bit of Stockholm syndrome. I'm like, I wonder what they're talking about in there.
You're like, I want to go back
in. I want to go back in. I literally told my friend Franny, I'm like, I want to go back in. She's like, no, are you nuts? You can't.
How many people were left after you left?
3, I think. Yeah, three.
Ooh, these and are hardcore bitches.
Oh, they're fucking crazy. And like, they wanted the money for good reason. Like, I think one of them needed to pay her taxes. The other one wanted to like keep up her family home. It was like, aww, sweet reasons. I just wanted to move the fuck out.
Dead.
I was like, okay, whatever, I'm leaving. Thank God I left when I did, because they went until the next morning, like almost 24 hours. I'm not fucking with you. You could watch.
But they only got one bathroom break.
I don't even think they used it. I didn't use my bathroom break. I never did, because I knew if I got out, I wouldn't want to get back in. So they ended up splitting it three ways right after I left. So I technically won second place.
Oh my God.
Because, well, here's the thing though, is I'm glad I got out when I did, because who knew how long these girls would go even longer if I was in there and they didn't want to split it four ways.
And they stood?
They stood.
You can't sit. This whole time.
You can't sit. They did, I think they did budge and give us some water towards the end, because people were like, we're not leaving and we're going to die in here. It's going to be like,
they like, die on YouTube. Oh my yeah. God. Can you imagine?
It's like a three-part video. You should watch it.
Jesus.
You'll see me like crying in there. I'm not kidding. I have pictures I could show you after.
And your boyfriend was just standing on the outside like, are you
yeah.
okay?
Yeah. At one point I saw him like leaving in my pink car and I was like, what the fuck?
With another girl.
He's like,
well, my girlfriend's going to be dead in a second, so what's up?
Right. I guess that's like my worst first collab.
Oh my God. Looking back at it. That's horrible.
Oh. And then like a month later, I had to like share a bathroom with my grandma in my house. And she has a glass, like a tiny glass shower. And being in it really gave me a little bit of flashbacks, a little bit of like PTSD.
Because it was like glass.
Yeah. I felt very claustrophobic in there. And I'm not a claustrophobic person. I was like, why is this happening to me? And it was like, oh my God. I was stuck in a box for fucking 11 hours. Fuck you, JC. Fuck you, Kian. They're like some of my best friends now, but.
Wow.
At the time, I ended up telling him about the picture. There's like a whole video of me telling him about the picture of me and him, but it was miserable. That's my worst first collab.
That's amazing. That's an amazing story.
Sorry, it was kind of long.
No, that's great. I it's insane that stuff people do for YouTube. Like, I really just don't have that kind of ambition.
It was miserable.
I could never do it.
You could. I thought I would last like 30 minutes and I lasted 11 hours.
I cannot believe that.
No phone. I really pushed my limits. No sitting.
I don't think I can stand for more than 15 minutes. I'm also 34.
You're what? I could do 27, 28 tops.
God bless you. But it's crazy. I have a little story.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Well, not a story, but it's so funny because you're like the Jace. What are they called?
JC and Kian. Kian and JC.
So. One time I was on Twitter and saw one of them tweeted, it was something silly. It was like, I love pineapples. And it got like 10,000 likes and like 13,000 retweets.
If you think my fans are.
And I retweeted it and I was just like, man, I was like, wow, I wish I could, you know, I made a joke or something about it. And their fans went.
Oh, they were mad.
Psycho.
Meaning like, oh, I wish I could tweet that and get that many likes.
Yeah, yeah. I was like making a joke about it. And their fans went banana. Like, YouTube is so powerful.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how powerful it is.
Yeah.
If you are loved
sometimes on there, YouTubers are like more, like people go crazier for them than like celebrities.
Absolutely.
It's nuts.
Not even sometimes. I think all the time.
I was like that. I was like 12 obsessed with them. Maybe I replied to you and I was like, fuck you, Britney.
It was so crazy. All these YouTubers all these YouTube fans were like, you wish you could tweet pineapples and have it get likes.
You're like yeah, they were that was the point of the joke.
So insane. I was like, damn, like it's, you know, but that's so crazy. The power of that. It was like Beatles stuff. Yeah. Like they're that.
Like One Direction.
Yes. And then it's so crazy because I remember when I was on Vine that like, the Vine guys, when they would like go to a hotel or when they would go.
People would swarm, huh?
Swarm?
Yeah, my boyfriend started on Vine. He told me about it.
He did? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
You're like a Vine legend. So.
I was very like in a weird headspace then, but that's, you know, it's so weird because I just remember like, you know, who was it? Like Cameron Dallas and Nash Greer when they were really big. Mm-hmm. They would get a hotel and post videos of girls outside
like bands,
and it was like they were swarming the streets. Like it was very intense.
I think that's what started like kind of the new age fangirl.
Totally.
Aside from like One Direction, Justin Bieber, but like the social media fangirl, I think those MadCon boys really started like
totally.
Yeah.
Were you like a One Direction fan or a Justin Bieber fan?
I love One Direction so much. I actually have a Harry Styles tattoo.
No.
Yeah.
Let me see it.
It's kind of under my pants.
Dead. It's on your ass. You're like
yeah, kind of. It's like right here. It says TPWK in like gothic font, but it means treat people with kindness.
Is that his saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Harry Styles tattoo?
Yeah.
Have you met him?
Brittany, if I had met him, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be deteriorated into the space, like deteriorated into like air. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Just talking about it is making me sweat.
So were you a fan because of One Direction? You love their music.
Yeah, I was 12 when they were like popping. I actually fainted at a One Direction concert at my first one.
Mm-hmm. I feel like every generation has their like One Direction. Like for us, it was Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And Spice Girls.
Yeah, or like NSYNC. I actually met Lance Bass like 2 months ago. He's very nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I did like a TikTok with him.
It's so crazy, isn't it? It's so weird. Like every girl has a guy group to be obsessed with. Yeah. And I think we've had it for like since the beginning of time. Like the Beatles, like, you know, it just kind of goes on and on mm-hmm. from generation mm-hmm. to generation. Okay, so we're talking about psycho fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's great. We're not saying it in a derogatory way. It's great to love something. And we've all been fans of people.
Me too. I have a tattoo for Harry Styles.
That's
you know,
amazing.
I'm a little crazy. It's okay.
I love that. Okay, so you told me that you've had a stalker.
Yes, but Brittany, when I tell you this, you're going to be shocked. It was before I did YouTube. It was not a fan.
It was just like someone it was just who some saw guy. You?
He was my neighbor. So telling the story is a little nerve-wracking.
Is he still your neighbor?
No, he moved away.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
He just watches this? He just walks in the door?
I haven't told the story in like 2 years, and I didn't remember it. Until this morning on the toilet. I was on the toilet.
Taking
like,
a big fat shit. You're all.
Literally.
Oh, I remember that fucking guy. Speaking of shitheads. I can't.
Literally. I can't. I'm not even kidding. I was taking my morning duty.
We all do. We all do, guys. Yeah. Get over it.
Girls poop.
I take bigger shits than my husband. Hello.
Wow. This was amazing. Thank you. I love that.
Gotta stay attractive.
I loved that little piece of information.
Gotta keep it sexy. Gotta keep the relationship alive. My husband just divorces me after this podcast. Dead. No, but I literally text my husband pictures of my shit. Do you do that?
No.
Why
that
not?
Is one thing I don't
What would
do.
Your boyfriend do if you just took a picture
He'd
of your shit?
He'd honestly probably laugh, but I...
He'd be like, can I have this for my murderabilia after I kill you? Dead.
Oh, he wouldn't hurt a fly, though.
He
but
hangs
yes.
it on his wall.
That's hilarious. No, I don't send shit pics
do you
to
send
my
him, like, period pics?
No.
None of that?
No.
Nothing gross?
Nothing
I feel
gross.
Like he'd be into it.
No,
he's into
he's
the murder blood
he's,
stuff.
He's actually not.
He's not.
Like very, just like wouldn't hurt a fly, like literally wouldn't kill a fly. So it's like sometimes in the beginning I was like, oh, is he going to murder me? We actually went to the Museum of Death for our
oh,
first
I've been
date.
There, yeah.
That's
if you
date.
Live in LA, guys,
it's
the
closed.
Museum of Death, oh, it's closed now forever?
Yeah, but it closed before Corona, like a year before
oh.
Corona. And they were building a new one, but I don't know if.
I well, know. Sorry, but keep your eyes, you know,
yeah,
peeled
there's
if
one
they
in New
redo
Orleans.
It. Yeah, it was cool.
It's awesome.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
Creepy, but.
Psycho stalker.
I want to hear about it. Okay, wait, actually, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And you guys have to stay tuned to hear about Tara's psycho stalker. We'll be right back on Worst First.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about you. You said you had a stalker.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. I want to hear about that. I've never had a stalker.
I'm literally kind of scared to tell the story, but.
Oh, no.
I want to do
it.
Is
it safe?
I think so.
Okay, we don't have to say names.
It was years ago.
Okay.
No, we're not going to say names.
So you were young, because if it was years ago.
I was 18. I was 17.
Okay.
I was in high school.
Oh,
and he was like 24, 25. He was my neighbor, like not next door, but like next door.
Uh-huh.
Should we name him like Billy?
Billy.
Billy.
Love it. Sounds creepy.
Yeah. So Billy was just my neighbor. And every now and then when I would go to school in the mornings, he would just wave hello to me. Just the way any other neighbor would do. You know what I'm saying?
How old is Billy?
Like 24, 25.
Okay.
Somewhere like early mid-20s.
Okay.
But I was 17.
Yeah.
I was in high school. And it's just normal to say hello to your neighbors, I feel like.
Totally.
Just to be nice,
yeah.
You know? So I would just wave back. I'm like, oh, this guy looks young. He's a nice guy. I just wave back. Then I noticed that like something was in my requests, like my DM requests. And I didn't put two and two together because this guy didn't have like pictures on his Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, hey, you want to like smoke a blunt? I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, that's not me. Like, I don't know. I was 17. I was just like, no. I was like, no, thank you. Merry Christmas. It was on Christmas. I'll never forget it.
No, thanks. Merry Christmas.
Right.
Like a little elf.
Right.
Dead.
And I was like, who is this guy? Like, maybe I know him because like we had one mutual follower, maybe someone that like lived around the area. I don't know. But I just kind of ignored it. I didn't put two and two together. I didn't realize that was him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Billy's name was Billy on his Instagram.
Yeah. So, okay.
But I didn't know his name in real life. I just waved at him. Because
he
like,
didn't have pictures.
So. No, not really. It was like just like really sus pictures. Like
yeah.
A picture of the side of his face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a weird Instagram. Kind of
right.
Like something you'd be concerned about. And so this went on. And then I went to Coachella my senior year of high school. And I came back and I get in the car on my way to school the weekend after Coachella. And he comes up to me in like a robe running to me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Maybe like my gas is open or like maybe my trunk's open. He's trying to help me. I don't know. I don't know this guy. And he's like breathing heavy. He's like, Tara. And I'm like, how the fuck does he know my name? And I was like, yeah. I was like, okay, maybe my dad said it something. Like we're neighbors.
Right.
And he's like, I'm so sorry I missed our date. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, Coachella, I knew we were supposed to meet up during this set. Like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, I think you have the wrong person, sir. Like, just trying to be really polite. And he's like, no. Like, we were supposed to go on this date at Coachella. And I was like, no, sir, you have the wrong person. I'm really sorry. And I get in the car and I zoom to class, like zoom to school. And I see him behind me. Eventually, he turns around. Like, I don't think much of it. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm very, like, easygoing. I wasn't, like, that scared. Those aren't things that scare me.
And so you didn't have any conversation with him?
No.
Nothing about Coachella, nothing?
No, he saw it on my Instagram. So then I put two and two together. I'm like, oh, okay. This guy's a little off his rocker. I was like, maybe I should be a little concerned. I was always nice to him because I didn't understand. Like, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to be nice. Like, it doesn't hurt. He doesn't seem harmful. He just seems like he's a little confused.
Right.
So time passes by. This is like April.
Mm-hmm.
I graduate like a month later. And he always DMs me and I just don't reply. Hey, can I have a ride to the beach today? Like just random shit. I have it all screenshotted right now because I want to like read you one after.
Oh my God, scary.
And I was like,
and you don't reply.
No, I don't reply.
He's just having a full on conversation
yeah,
with himself.
I don't reply. Sometimes I reply, be like, sorry, I'm not interested. You know, just
wow.
To like, by the way, I talked to my dad about this and he's like, these people, you need to be very careful. You don't want to like set them off
right.
Or like upset them. Just try to be kind and polite and just reject respectfully. And that's what I would do with anyone. But, I was like, I don't know if you could tell. I'm like scared telling the story. It like kind of messed me up. But I graduate and I come back from a nail salon one day. My dad's like, hey, this was by your sliding glass door in your room. I was like, what is that? It's a gift basket with like flowers. And I want to say like maybe $500 in gift cards to different places that I love. Like Sun Life, like Health Nut, like places I genuinely love, like that no one would know I love those places.
Unless they followed
you. Unless they followed me around. Or I never posted about social media on social media. So it was like
someone that was Val Surf, following places, you.
Yeah, places I really like. I think more than $500 in gift cards. And a little note that said from Billy. And I knew a lot of Billy's. Let's say that was his name. You know, it was a common name.
Right.
And I was like, oh, maybe this is from this guy or this guy I once saw for a little bit. And it said, like, happy graduation. And my dad's like, are you sure it's not Billy, the one that... And I was like, that means that overnight, he was at my sliding window where my bed is and left it.
That's scary, dude.
Overnight, where I was sleeping. And I was like, are you... And we didn't have cameras at the time. I was like, are you kidding me? So I was like, what am I going to do? My dad's like, okay, this is time to get a little concerned. DM him back and say, hey, I can't accept this. Thank you so much. I'm going to leave it at your door. He's like, no, accept it. Like, please accept it. Like, if you don't accept it, like, you're going to want to accept this. So I was like, okay, thank you, but I'm just not interested. I have a boyfriend. I lied. I didn't have a boyfriend. My friend Matt, I actually talked to him this morning to be like, hey, I'm going to talk about you.
Yeah.
He worked at a pizza place.
Uh-huh.
And he said, hey, I could pretend to be your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, thanks. He was like a good friend of mine.
Matt was all like, yes. Matt's like, I've loved her for so long, finally.
He's awesome. So he DMs him. He's like, hey, that's my girl. I would really appreciate it if you stopped DMing her. Just to like have him back off. He thinks we're dating, dude.
Right. That's creepy.
I'm not even going into detail because like I don't want to like keep going on, but he thinks we're dating. You
can say that, yeah.
And he's like, okay, bro, I'll back off. He backed off for a little. A week later, Billy orders pizza. My friend Matt thought nothing of it, delivered it to next door to my house. And Billy opens the door. And Billy goes, I hope you didn't spit in it, Tara's boyfriend. And he's like, oh my God, that's him. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Here's your pizza. And leaves. What the fuck? A year goes by. I don't hear much from Billy. Thank God.
Oh, good.
I actually have a real boyfriend and he's moving. He's moving out of the.
You see him moving. You see the moving trucks. Billy's moving.
No. Billy's not moving. Oh. My now real boyfriend is moving.
Okay.
And Billy starts texting me really creepy things about him moving. Like, I don't even know
how to explain. How did he know your boyfriend
was? I don't know. We were not a public relationship. I want to like show you some of that because I don't know where to start. The texts were just very creepy. He was like, it's kind of weird how someone's moving with not much will to live. Like, just like being very creepy, kind of being very threatening. He's like, I didn't want to upset you, Tara. I'm so sorry, Tara. Just like being very adamant about being sorry for what he's going to do or what he did. And I was with, I worked at a coffee shop at the time, Pete's Coffee. And he's like, enjoy your coffee, Tara. Like literally knows where I freaking work. And I'm like, how do you know this? And then, so I was like, okay, I could block him. But that's even creepier. I kind of want to see what he's saying. So like,
so you know.
So I know.
Yeah.
And he's sending me paragraphs on paragraphs about my boyfriend at the time, another boyfriend, about how he's leaving and how he should be really careful about moving to it. He was moving to Israel. It was just.
And he knew that somehow?
Yes. I could show you. I'll show you after the podcast.
That's so scary.
At that point, I'm like, okay, restraining order time.
Yeah.
It got really bad. It was like very threatening.
Okay, so he lived in your neighborhood.
He lived next door.
Okay, so could your dad have gone over there and said something?
So we thought about it, but my dad's like, I'm not going to do that. What if that sets him off?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Let's not get involved as much as we can. Just ignore it. And I was like, I can't ignore it at this point. He knows too much about me.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's get a restraining order. And as I'm thinking about getting a restraining order, like that day, the family moves. The family moves.
His family?
His family moves. He lives with his family, by the way.
Yeah.
And his parents seem very sweet. It's very odd.
Yeah.
They move. And he just says, goodbye, Tara. You were always the best girl next door. And I never heard from him again. And I just found the DMs again, and I blocked his ass.
I wonder where he moved to. I mean, I don't really wonder, but you know what I mean?
I really hope he doesn't see that.
Oh, my gosh. He probably is going to see it.
And it's a lot worse than what I said. I'll show you the messages after this.
Okay, but guys can be so scary sometimes,
I don't even think it was just, like, him being scary as a guy. I think it was more of an obsessive thing, and I had mentioned to him that I was underaged, and I think that kind of, I don't know, I think he was angry at me. That I didn't accept all those things from him. He would be like, I'm not trying to scare you, Tara. Can you please come out of the house for 1 second? Please. Like stuff like that.
That stuff is scary.
It's scary, but I think he was just a little confused. And I think he genuinely thought we were dating. And I feel really terrible. You know, it's not my fault. Not he's the fault. One who was like kind of being scary towards me. But I understood that he was just confused and thought we were dating and thought I was mad at him as his girlfriend. That's at least what I got from those texts. So that's my stalker story.
That's scary. Okay, I have a story for you.
I'm ready.
Because this just reminded me, and I'm sorry to anyone if I've told this on the podcast before. I don't think I have, but I might have. I'm going a little bit senile. You've heard of Raya, right? It's like
it's like an exclusive dating app.
Only whatever,
certain
right?
people can get it.
Right. So I was on there and I matched with this guy and he's an artist and he's really good looking. And this was way before Tommy. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Like, is he like high profile? Like known?
No. He's just a regular artist. And I, you know, at that point I was sick of high profile guys anyway. Yeah. Like, Tommy was like the last guy that I gave a chance to. but so this guy was like an artist and he seemed really chill. And I was like, oh, I love that. And, you know, I was like, I'll go out with him. Right.
Yeah.
Really handsome. So we're at dinner. We went to Moza on Melrose. I don't know if you know
where that is.
Okay, so we're at Moza on Melrose. We're having literally the best time.
Fine.
Best conversation. Everything's great. Mm-hmm. And so somehow we start talking about, you know, when was your last relationship, you mm-hmm. know? And he goes, oh, well, I broke up with my girlfriend a few months ago. Or she broke up with me. And he's like, well, technically she got a restraining order. This is what reminded me of it. That's like red flag number one. Exactly. This is what reminded me of your story. And so I was like, huh? I was like, why did she get a restraining order? And he's like, well, I punched her in the face.
Wow, so open.
And this is why, this is, the date was like going so well. Like, I literally thought this guy was amazing.
I'm literally in shock. The record stops.
I was like, sharp left. Like, it was, he literally casually just goes, well, yeah, I broke up with her. She broke up with, okay, she got a restraining order. Then he says, I punched her in the face. And just keeps eating.
At least he's honest.
And just keeps eating like it's nothing. And I was like,
honesty is the best policy.
I was like, you punched a girl? And he's like, hell yeah, I punched a girl. And I was like, wait, why would you ever hit a girl? He's like, I don't believe in that. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, she hit me, so she got hit. And he said this to me literally like no problem. And I was like, oh my God, I was so scared. And at this point, it sucked because we had been on the date already for like a couple, like 2 hours or something.
Yeah.
And we'd already made plans for the next day that we were going to go see a movie. And so I was really freaked out. And dumb thing that I did was that I had him pick me up at my house.
Oh, no, don't ever do that, ladies.
Like,
meet someone
ladies,
there.
Ladies, guys, whatever. Meet someone. Do not let people know
pick
where you,
you
live mm-hmm. on the first date.
Yeah.
Ever.
Uh-huh.
I don't care who it is. I don't care how long you've been talking, FaceTiming, texting, sexting, whatever. Do not.
That's good advice.
Do not fucking let them know where you live, dude, because it backfires. So I was spiraling in my head going, fuck, this dude fucking knows where I live. I'm so fucking freaked
out. You just have to let it down easy.
So I wanted to get.
No, I'm serious.
I know.
That's frightening.
So I wanted to get out of there because I was like, this is so awkward. I'm like, please God, get me out of the situation. So I was like, okay. I was like, so he was like, yeah, she hit me. So I knocked her out. And he had no problem. He was just eating a salad. And he's like, so tell me more about like what you do. And I'm like,
Brittany.
I was like, what the fuck?
That is so scary.
So your story reminded me of this. So then the day ends because I go, I don't feel good. I have a stomach ache. I'm going to go home. And he's like, let me drive you home. And I was like, no. I'm just going to get an Uber. Like,
yeah.
It's cool, whatever, right? So I get an Uber. I go home and I'm traumatized because.
As you should be.
It's actually super sad because. In the first couple hours of the date, it was so awesome. Like,
yeah.
It went so well. He was so fucking cool and like everything was rad. And then he just did the
turnaround
180. And I was like, dude, this guy's a fucking psycho. So he starts texting me like crazy, like the guy. He starts literally text after text. I could tell I upset you. I'm so sorry. I would never hit you. Like, that was circumstantial.
What? It does not matter.
Blah, blah, blah.
Things
right.
like that aren't circumstantial. You don't hit people, period.
I mean, he like didn't even say I slapped her. He's like, I punched her in the face.
I knocked her out.
I think he.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
So I literally am just getting barrage of texts of him apologizing and saying sorry. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. Like, because I'm doing the same thing you're doing because I don't want to trigger him because he knows where I live.
You just have to be respectful and just
so I was like, I was like, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Like, it's all good. Like, I'm, you know, whatever. And he's like, we have plans for tomorrow. He's like, you have to honor.
No, he goes,
you have to honor the plans.
Honor what?
The plans. Because we were supposed to go to a movie. Because
you can do whatever you want.
I know. And I couldn't make something up. So I was like, he's like, you have to. He's like, I know you don't. He's like, I know you're going to try to cancel. He's like, but please just give me one more chance. Please, please, please. Like begging. And I just kept thinking to myself, this guy knows where I live. Like, this is really dangerous. Just fucking go on the second date just to protect yourself and then just make him not like you. Do everything you can to be, like, unattractive.
What did you do?
So he picks me up and I'm just kind of like, I just didn't try. Like, yeah. I didn't try to be hot. I didn't try to be cute. I was just kind of like, whatever. Like, made myself look ugly. Like, whatever. Just acted not cool, you know.
Yeah.
Just was annoying. And we go to the movie and he's just trying to hold my hand and he's trying to kiss me. And I'm just like, oh, this isn't fucking working. And I'm like, why did I even go on this date? But I was scared.
Yeah.
Because he was so desperate.
Understandably.
You know? So I was like, I'm going to try to like turn him off.
Yeah. Did it work?
And no. This was like right when Vine like probably like just ended. And so I still had like a lot of fans coming up to me all the time.
Yeah.
And so we walked out of the movie theater and like two of these young boys who were probably like 14, 15, right?
Yeah.
Come up to me and they're like, hey, oh my God, you're Brittany. Can we get a picture? And the guy, I could see him get psycho
and his face, and he's just like. Like they're 14.
Like he literally looked like he was going to fight someone. And I was like, and then he goes, hey, can you take it to the guy? And the guy's like, grabs the camera out of his hand and he takes the picture really like, whatever, nonchalantly. And then the kids are like, thank you so much, bye. And he's fuming. And I'm like, what is wrong? And he's like, you're lucky I didn't knock both those little motherfuckers out.
They're 14.
And I was like,
they're just asking for a photo.
I was like, what?
They're not licking your face.
He's like, they didn't ask me first and you're my girl.
No.
A second
that.
I said,
made my heart sink to my asshole.
I was like, first of all, I am not your girl. Second of all, I'm getting an Uber home. I was like, don't ever contact me again. You're fucking weird. Like, I didn't care at that point because that scared me. Like, that was really weird. He's like, they didn't ask me first. I should have knocked his ass out. Like, you know, whatever, to the one kid. And I was like, okay, I'm getting an Uber. I got an Uber home. I was praying to God because, I mean, I didn't have a ring. I didn't have any security. Yeah. So I live by myself. In Hollywood, in a house in like Larchmont area.
Ooh.
And you can walk right up to my door. Like,
there's
it was
no gate.
Very not safe. I mean, there was a little tiny gate that
you just opened.
Yeah. You know, it was very unsafe. And so, and my door was like glass. Like, he could have just
shattered it.
Dude, it's so totally unsafe. So I called my dad. I'm like, Dad, if I end up dead somewhere, like, it's this guy, like, send him all my stuff. And, you know, I was freaked out. And so the next day I had an audition. Back when I used to get those. And I'm literally going to my car.
Is he there?
Girl. So I'm in my driveway and I go to back out of my driveway and a car pulls in behind me in my driveway. So I can't back out. It's a one.
Oh my God. I'm literally, I feel like crying
driveway.
Right now for you.
Do you know how my, like, scared?
Your
Do you know
ass.
How scared I was? So I didn't know who it was. I was just like, there's maybe someone.
You're like, who is
my
that?
My first thought, someone turning around, right? Like, oh, let them turn around. Then they stop and I look in my rearview mirror and it's him. And he has flowers.
At least he has flowers and not a gun.
I know. And then he gets out of the car and he's knocking on my window and I put it down like this much. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing here? And he's like, he's like, you have to give me another chance. I'm so sorry. I'm not like that. Like, it was so weird. It was like he was, like, I don't want to say bipolar because I don't want to give bipolar people that reputation. It wasn't bipolar. It was just very, like,
he just had a lot of mood swings.
Yeah,
he just
like it was like he would say stuff,
I understand.
Really scary stuff, and then he'd be like, "Oh crap, I'm so sorry, I said that." But it was like he was trying to hide.
He just had
this.
No filter, and then he was just trying to cover himself up,
hide the psycho that he was.
Maybe,
So he has these big thing of flowers, and he's like, "Please, you got to give me another chance." I was like, "Dude, you cannot show up at my house like this. This is fucking scary." I was like, I have a gun. Don't fuck with me. Like, I got so like freaked out. And he was just like, okay. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to scare you. He like put the flowers in my car and got in his car and drove away. And then he proceeded to keep messaging me like the neighbor.
As they
forever.
Do.
Forever. And I just did not respond. But it was always like, give me another chance. Like, we connected. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, it was fucking bananas.
I'm so sorry.
That was the scariest one that I've ever had.
I feel like everyone goes through stuff like that.
Like one scary one.
Isn't that kind of sad though? That like girls especially go through, I mean, men can go through stuff like that too, but like girls especially go through stuff. I'm 20 and I already have an experience
that's
like that.
That's so scary to me that you're 20 and that's happened to you. But
I was 17.
But I think growing up in LA or like in LA area, it happens because I moved out here at 17.
Oh, really?
And by the time I was 20, I'm thinking you had about a bunch it. Of I've had a bunch of experiences. Yeah.
I feel like I've lived 9 lives.
Don't you?
Even though I'm just 20. I don't know.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot through out here.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your heart broken?
When my boyfriend moved to Israel, it was pretty hard, but I guess like not really. I always broke up with the other person. It was never someone breaking up with me, I guess.
You're just like the hot bitch that no one can hurt their feelings. There's like a TikTok on that right now. Like, I'm afraid I'll break your heart or something. And it's like, you won't break my heart or something
Nobody breaks my
heart. Nobody breaks my heart. Right. Yeah, that's you. That you're that girl. I've had my heart broken 1,000 times.
People have upset me.
Yeah.
But I don't let it get to me.
That's amazing. Good for you. Stay that way forever.
Thank you.
You're going to get your heart broken at some point. I know. To break it.
I know.
It's the, but it's,
I guess
it
I have
character.
I guess I have, but it's just a long fucking story that lasts like 7 years.
Oh no.
One person has broken my heart.
Really?
Yeah.
See, what boyfriend was it? Was it the Israel boyfriend? Or
No. It wasn't a boyfriend. It was kind of just like an on and off thing throughout middle and high school.
You're like, it was Harry Styles because he didn't text me.
Stop. Imagine. Harry Styles once opened my Instagram DM.
He did?
I sent him a.
It said scene?
Yeah, I told my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm sending Harry Styles a cute selfie. He's like, do it. My boyfriend's very supportive of my obsession. And I sent it and he opened it. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Never replied, obviously. But
it said seen.
It said opened. It was like one of those things where you send a picture and they could open it. It said opened like 5 minutes later.
Whoa.
Because maybe like I showed up to the top because of like followers.
Yeah, your top. If you have a lot of followers.
But he didn't give a shit.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What would you do if he responded and he was like, you're gorgeous. Like, want to go to lunch?
I'd say yes.
And what about your boyfriend?
My boyfriend said, I'm allowed to kiss Harry Styles once.
Would you leave your boyfriend for Harry Styles?
No, but I would.
Liar.
No. Dude, you know what's really funny?
Harry Styles and you fall in love and your boyfriend, he's like, well, now I got to murder Harry Styles and hang his fucking hair on my wall.
Stop. That'd be so fun. I'd be so happy with that. Like, I'm kidding. I don't wish that.
Now you'll have a piece of Harry Styles forever, Tara.
Yeah.
Dead.
Be with me.
He's like, be with me. Ah.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I think I would go on that one date.
Just but what to if say you totally hit it off with him?
I'm sure we will.
Oh,
but I love my boyfriend.
Doesn't that kind of suck?
Yeah,
but it's okay.
It's okay. My crazy ass. I'm like, it's okay.
It's okay. I would totally like, even if we had a great time, I'd still stay with my boyfriend.
The thing is, I'd never even thought about that because that would never happen.
Yeah,
he is so.
I don't know if that would never happen.
He's such a low key person.
Girl, I've gone on dates with some really. Stop. I'm not going to drop names because I don't want to do it on my podcast. But I've gone on some dates with some really, really. Famous people that people would never think that I would. Well, I'm like, yeah, I married my husband.
Right.
I'm like, not him.
No, he doesn't count.
No,
he doesn't count.
No, but I mean, I not to like, you know, whatever, but people would never think like
really?
Me would get to be in the same room as some of these people. It happens.
I'm like, I have so much hope now. Thank you, Brittany.
No, I'm not sure. I mean, to give people hope, social media has changed the game. Anyone can slide in your DMs at any time.
I know. I pull my pants down a little. I'm like, here's my tattoo for you.
You're like, actually, can we get a close-up of my tattoo of Harry Styles? Can we tag him in this video? I tag him.
Stop. I'm like, actually kind
of embarrassed. What if I tag him in this video dead? I won't.
You won't see it. He is not on social media ever.
Girl, he opened your fucking DM.
Yes, because I heard on TikTok. I'm on like Harry Styles TikTok. I heard on TikTok that he was like opening a bunch of DMs. And...
Oh,
so I DM'd him and he opened it.
So you sent it because it was rumored that he was going to open them.
Yeah, but that's it. That's nothing happened. He like doesn't go on social media ever. It's really odd.
Does he post? I don't follow him, so
barely,
I don't know.
Barely. Like that's why he's such like a phenomenon because like he keeps it secretive. Yeah, he's not active on social media and it really drives me nuts because I tweet every 2 seconds.
There's something attractive about that mystery, right?
Kind of.
Like it's like.
I mean, I personally don't like it, but like I get the attraction. I'm like, oh, what the fuck are you up to?
My husband always says that. He's like, I miss the days when there was like mystery, you know, like.
Yeah, I understand.
Know, David Bowie was never on fucking Twitter.
Right. You would never know.
Prince was never on Twitter. You know, all these like famous people.
You would never know their thoughts.
Exactly. Or what they're going through or what they're doing. Like you just didn't know where they are.
Yeah.
Where they ate.
Mm-hmm.
If they had an egg salad sandwich for lunch.
I literally. I just post my egg sandwich in the morning. I'm like, egg sandwich.
I just post everything. I'm like, hey guys, just woke up. Hey guys, brushing my teeth. Hey guys, here's my butthole. Like, I just share everything. I just share too much.
I like
so
that.
So bad. I mean, it's whatever, right? It's a new age.
It's kind of our job. I mean, like, kind it's my of. Job.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Social media,
mm-hmm.
if you-
It now, shapes people.
Here's my question. If you could get another job that paid mm-hmm. tons of money that yeah. had nothing to do with social media, would you get rid of your social media?
Never.
Never. You love it.
No, I love it.
Okay.
I love it. I don't think I could ever do that. People See, are like, would you ever quit YouTube? No.
You love it.
If I got another opportunity like acting or something cool like that, I would take it, but I would still post.
Yes. That's what they want you to do.
Yeah. It means way too much to me. Just give it up like that.
That's
I don't
good.
Give a shit. I'd rather make like $5 on YouTube than 500 somewhere else, if that makes sense.
Wow.
I just like filming. I just like vlogging things.
That's great. And you edit all your own stuff?
I used to. And okay. then a month ago, I got an editor because I wanted to make like higher quality stuff.
Great.
I'm just personally not that great at it. I'm okay. Same. But
I tried vlogging once and I used to just like shoot it on my iPhone and like edit an iMovie and it was so janky and people were like, girl, you got to get a camera. Like 15 year olds were like, girl, you got to get it together. Like
it's kind of blur. It's like 2 megapixels.
Like 12 year olds were like, man, this is bad. And I was like, fuck.
When a 12 year old says something, you yeah, know it's fucked up because exactly. they're truthful.
Yeah. They're like, I'm too young to lie.
Right.
I'm just honest. Like it's so sad. You know,
yeah.
but yeah, no, it was, you know, I tried for a little bit and then I was kind of like, but we put these on YouTube. These are on YouTube. These are on my Instagram,
yeah.
which has been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes up for it.
And I'm
it's
so,
awesome.
And I'm so like, it's, I'm so glad to have you here.
I'm so glad to be here.
So and
I'm honored.
So you're doing the YouTube now, but what do you want to do later? Do you want to just keep doing YouTube?
I want to do like crazier stuff on YouTube.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know if it gets crazier than being in a box for 11 hours, but I just like, I don't know. I want to do like higher quality stuff. Like I want to like make like videos that are like super interesting.
Like
I don't know how
movies?
To explain it. Not movies, but like stuff about my past. Like I don't know if I should say it. Should I like give a sneak peek of something?
Sure, if you want, if you feel cozy.
I feel cozy.
Okay. Good, we're here to make you feel cozy.
That's such a funny word. Do you feel cozy?
Do you feel cozy to talk about
I'm
it?
Very cozy.
Okay.
I want to do a video where all of my ex-boyfriends are in one room.
Whoa.
And
that would be insane.
Wait. Different time slots.
Oh.
And they get asked the same questions.
Oh.
But their faces are blurred because I've talked to some of them and they want that just for privacy reasons.
Yeah.
And my assistant will ask them a bunch of questions, the same ones, and then I will be reacting in the same screen.
You have to do
that. I'm doing
that.
It. I am doing it. But
so this
it was
is the
secret.
Big news. But this isn't coming out for like, well, it'll be out like, you know, 2 weeks from now. But
yeah.
This is so cool.
Thank you.
Fuck, I would love.
I want to make more stuff like that.
I would love to get my husband and all my ex-boyfriends
it's cool,
in
huh?
one room because my
it's
husband.
Interesting.
My husband would probably murder all
yeah.
of them except for one.
Oh.
But it's so funny. How crazy would it be to be a fly on the wall and
watching,
like,
watching everything happen?
And you got them to agree to it?
Some of them. One, my first ex-boyfriend won't respond to me.
Aww.
I don't know why. We were like 16.
How many are there?
So there's like, 2 real ex-boyfriends.
Okay.
And then I'm using like 3 other people that were like almost boyfriends, not quite.
That you're kind of
like,
seeing.
But we were seeing each other.
Are you going to have to blur all their faces?
Yeah, because one of them, my last boyfriend, was like, oh no, it's fine to not blur it. But like, I don't want to have one person not blurred. I want it to just be like kind of cohesive. Like,
and are you going to put their names or no? Obviously
no, I'm going to do like ex-boyfriend 1, ex-boyfriend 2, ex-boyfriend 3.
That's smart. And then you're going to have your current boyfriend get asked the same questions?
No. He doesn't want part of it.
He doesn't. He's like,
but he said it's
going
to be awesome. So like at least
he sounds so nice.
He is. I wouldn't date someone who's not nice.
He seems very nice.
Thank you.
Like, what made you fall for him?
I just thought he was hot. He had like pink hair when I met him. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's it. Literally. He was just hot to me. I was like, oh, cool. Pink hair.
And
I saw, I met him, we met at like one of his parties. I didn't know it was his party. I just kind of walked into an LA party.
Aww.
And I saw him and I'm like, ooh, that guy's hot. And someone's like, yeah, he owns this house. Like he lives here. And I was like, oh, okay.
Aww, I love that. And you guys have been together 2 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time. I've never been with someone for 2 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you.
Okay, so everyone, guys, I've loved having Tara here. Tara.
I love being here.
Everyone needs to go follow you on YouTube and see.
Thank
you. This boyfriend video is going to be
awesome.
Amazing. This ex, getting all your ex-boyfriends interviewed. God, I wish, like, I have the relationship with probably 2 of them, but I mean, it's so crazy to get them all to, you're going to ask them all the same questions to and see then how react. They answer.
Kind of questions like, oh, why'd you guys break up?
Yeah.
What was your least favorite thing about her?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm really excited. This is my first time talking about it. So
this is great. I love that. Thank you for that.
Of course.
I love that you shared it on here. And guys, make sure to go follow Tara on YouTube, which is, are you just Tara Yummy on YouTube?
Tara Yummy. Yeah. Tara Yummy on everything. Tara Yummy
on everything. Yeah. And that's yummy, like. Yummy.com.
Yeah.
Yummy. Yeah. Well, you should do a fucking deal with them.
What's that?
Yummy.com. I don't even know if it should be still around. It's a grocery store.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw it when I used to go to school in Santa Monica. I used to see like buses that said yummy.com.
Yeah. You should, guys, yummy.com. Hello.
Right.
You got your Reach out to me. I mean, I'm telling you, I tweet one thing and like 50 of your fans within like 5 seconds were like, you got to have Tara on the podcast. You got to have Tara on the podcast.
I know. I love them. They're the best.
They love you.
They made this happen.
Rightfully so. They did make this happen. See, the fans have power.
So much power. A lot
of things happen.
So much power.
They make you or break you.
Totally.
So scary. And is there anything else that we should know about right now that's coming up or that you want to share?
I guess just that video. I'm working on it right now.
Okay. All right. So stay tuned, guys. Make sure to go to Tara's profile on YouTube. Make sure to check her out on Instagram. She posts super hot pics, obviously.
Thank you.
And so nice. Cute and like so, just so stylish and cute and with it. And it's like, wow, for 20 years old, you're just so like,
thank you.
When I was so 20, nice. I like my lip line was like up here. But no, it's so cool. And I'm so glad you came and
I'm
I got
so
to
glad
meet
I
you and hang out.
Thank you.
Yay. I love it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening and make sure to stay tuned for another episode of Worst First next week.
Hi.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.